IVM.
Welcome to The Origin of Things, or TOOT for short. A short format podcast where I give you the origins, the backstories, slightly dramatized but 100% true, of things that you know, love and use. I reveal what I'm talking about only at the very end, keeping you, the listener, guessing. Or so I hope. In previous seasons, I've taken you through the stories that have led to some of your favorite brands and the unlikely stories and accidents that got us there. If there's a lesson from this podcast, let it be that great things can come from the most unexpected of places and sometimes even mistakes. I am your host, Deepak Gopalakrishnan, or as the world calls me, Chuck. The origins of that for another day. In this season, we're going to do something slightly different. Let's get cracking. This story is about two of rock music's most famous names. Maria Vidal was one of them. Now, you might not have heard of Maria Vidal. Her finest moment was her single, Body Rock, which reached number 8 on the US dance charts. She was also involved with several other musical projects. None of them really gave her superstardom, although she did appear as a musical guest on a Saturday Night Live episode. And that was about it. At the time of this writing, she had 107,005 monthly listeners on Spotify. It's interesting how one of rock's most famous names has modest statistics. In fact, so modest that she would have to work as a waitress at a diner for extra cash. Now, let's talk about the second famous name, Thomas. Thomas was a fine young man, a talented baseball player while he was a student at the Sayreville War Memorial High School, not too far away from New York City. He harbored dreams of playing at the biggest of arenas. Alas, this plan was not to be, for his girlfriend at the time would telephone him frantically one day to let him know that she was pregnant with his child. Thomas was crushed, a childhood dream vanquished by a moment of young adult lust. Soon, the to-be baseball star would be carrying packages and hauling cargo at the nearby port. A steady job, for he needed the steady income for his new unplanned family. Thomas, the other famous name in rock music. Now, you might well ask whether Thomas's girlfriend was Maria, the other famous name I spoke about earlier, and the answer would be, well, sort of. Oh, come on, Chuck, what do you mean, sort of? Enough of your games, just get to the point and tell us. Thomas and Maria were a couple, right? Again, sort of. Ah, stop confounding us with your sleight of words, you insubordinate podcaster, and tell us, was the baby in advisement that of Thomas the baseball player turned dockhand and Maria the singer? Sigh, what do I tell you, dear listener, but sort of? They were both very real people. Why, Maria Vidal even has a Wikipedia page. No, really, go check it out, I'll wait. Why, they have the combined listens of close to 2 billion streams on YouTube. Okay, I owe you an explanation, so let me start. Let me start with Thomas. Thomas was the classmate of a guy called John. John Francis Jr. He would grow up to be a songwriter of, well, let's say some repute. Maria was dating another songwriter called Desmond. Both of them had their non-musical jobs. Maria as a waitress, as mentioned before, and Desmond as a cab driver. Later, the two songwriters, John and Desmond, were jamming on ideas for lyrics for a song. And both had their respective tales to bring to the table. John brought the story of his friend Thomas, who had his baseball dreams shattered and had to settle for a dreary job. Desmond recalled his once girlfriend Maria, who had to work at a diner to supplement her income. The two songwriters decided to make them a fictional married couple, together showing the struggles and dreams of the working class. A demo was recorded and, well, let's just say John wasn't really all that kicked about it. It was only on the insistence of his guitarist Richard that they gave it another go. And you know what? It's a damn good thing that they did. The story of Thomas and Maria sold 800,000 copies when issued as a vinyl single in 1986. It would turn John's group into superstars and today commands close to 900 million views on YouTube. The music was great, but the real appeal of the song lies in its earthiness, relatability and optimism in the face of everything attitude of its protagonists. So who are these protagonists? Well, John has mentioned that he changed the name of his character and gave him an alias, Thomas. And your podcaster has taken the liberty of assuming Thomas was the original name of the nickname actually used in the song, Tommy. As for Desmond, well, remember I said his girlfriend Maria worked as a waitress at a diner? Apparently, because she looked like the Italian actress Gina Lollobrigida, was given the nickname Gina at the diner by a few friends. And that name stuck through the song. So you might not recognize Thomas and Maria, but if you're a rock music fan of any shade, you probably recognize Tommy and Gina. In 1986, they had each other, and that's a lot for love. So they gave it a shot, and they lived on a prayer. Oh, and the story has a happy ending. John, that is, John Francis Bon Jovi Jr., aka John Bon Jovi, would write another song in 2000 that was an even bigger hit. It was a song written for those who stood their ground, like Tommy and Gina, who never backed down. That's Living on a Prayer and It's My Life, respectively. See you next week with another episode of The Origin of Things. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us and all our shows on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, that's Chuck_Gopal on Twitter and Chuck of All Trades on Instagram. All links in the show notes of this episode. See you next week.